Welcome back, everyone. My name is Kelly.
And my name is Becky. You're listening to Tune Into Nature. Today's episode is celebrating the graduation of two student ambassadors, Maggie and Madison, and to hear what they've learned as they reflect on the past 4 years.
Can you two introduce yourselves for the people who haven't met you before?
Everyone, my name is Madison. I am a graduating senior in fish, wildlife, and conservation biology. I also have a minor in zoology, and I'm from a very small town on the eastern shore of Maryland. I've also been involved in a couple of clubs around Warner, and I was in marching band freshman year. I'm also in the honors program, and I am really passionate about herps.
Hi, everyone. My name is Maggie Olson, and I'm from Evergreen, Colorado. And I am graduating in geosciences with a concentration in hydrogeology, and that's about it.
Thanks for answering that, you two. Can you start us off, talk about your journey as students, going into college, being prospective students as high school seniors, and how you got to where you are now?
Yeah, so I knew I wanted to do something in animal science, some kind of biology when I was getting out of middle school. And actually for my high school, we had to pick majors going into high school because we had a vo-tech school along with our normal school. And so I chose animal science. And within the first year, I realized that that was agriculture and raising livestock. And so I spent high school shearing sheep and birthing pigs in our barn that we had at the school. And I joined FFA and became the chapter president. So I got pretty involved in the agriculture community, but I realized that that wasn't, you know, the side of animal science and biology that I wanted to work on. So I thought as a junior in high school that I wanted to do something in zoology. And that was when I started looking for schools and started visiting and stuff like that. And it was actually as I was looking at different schools and when I found CSU that I discovered that wildlife conservation was a major. So I applied to CSU along with a couple of other schools in, you know, either wildlife conservation or zoology. And I honestly just ended up choosing CSU because the program here was so good, but also because of the CSU Mountain Campus. I really wanted to get out in the field, and that was something that I was super excited about and something that other colleges didn't really have. So that's how I ended up here, and I don't regret my decision. I've absolutely loved this major, and I am looking forward to using it in some way within, you know, the next couple of months.
That's so cool that you birthed animals. What a special experience, Madison. In high school, I just really had no idea what I was going to do. I really was interested in something in science, but I really couldn't have told you much more than that when I was a senior in high school. And I was actually so undecided about what I wanted to do and where I wanted to go that even after I had applied to CSU and been accepted, 2 weeks before we were supposed to move into the dorms, I totally wigged out and deferred my acceptance because I thought I would be wasting my parents' money if I came to college not being in a declared major. And I didn't really know how to sort that out. But we actually have a really good undeclared program that they really ask you where your goals, passions, and hobbies align, kind of help you figure out where you need to go. And so that was a huge piece that got me to where I needed to go. So I ended up coming after just taking one semester off because everyone was telling me the only way you'll figure it out is going and taking courses at college to sort what you want to do out, which I think is good advice, but I think there's other ways to go about finding what you want to do.
Yeah, I agree. I think that figuring out life and not having to pay for classes is a way better way to go than just going to school for the heck of it. I think that you learn more about yourself in the real world than in a structured setting like college. I don't know. That's weird advice to me. I don't know if I agree with it.
Yeah, exactly. And just real quick too, I felt so confused because I'm super goal oriented and I felt like there was no goal really. I didn't have boxes to check off. Oh, thank God I'm done with that class in my program. I wasn't connected to anything, you know? So it's kind of hard.
So now that you guys you're about to graduate in a couple of weeks, and that's super exciting. You've gone through the whole college experience, basically. What's the most valuable thing you've learned through this?
Oh man, that's a great question. Madison, do you have an answer right now?
I know, I'm trying to chew on this a little bit. The first thing that came to my mind, that's definitely something valuable that I've had to learn over time, is that being the person in a group that makes decisions will get you a long way, because a lot of people, especially in just group projects or really any group of people, no one wants to offend anyone else or step on anyone's toes, and everyone's super aware of being considerate of other people, and so they don't want to make decisions because they don't want to undermine what other people are saying, but it can lead to a lot of just wheels spinning and not really getting anywhere. So being that person in a group that can say and just take what everyone said, all right, here's what you said, and we're going to do this with that, it can really just make a big difference. And then that's kind of how you just naturally become a leader in really any situation, is if you just are that person that makes decisions in general. I don't know if that even makes sense, but that's what I was thinking about as far as something that I've learned and definitely had grow into those shoes over the years.
I love that, but I'm someone in a group who loves the person who's doing that thing.
That's why we work so well together.
Yeah, we always let Madison take the platform. That's awesome though, because leadership is an awesome skill to have, and it's super recognizable in employers, and I think that'll get you really far in your life. I think for me, the most valuable thing that I've learned in college is, I would say, just putting your best foot forward and trying really hard at things will get you a long way. And sometimes that's really hard to do if you're not passionate about a certain class or a certain project, but really taking initiative and showing that you care a lot is, I think, one of the most beneficial things, especially if you take that to heart with reaching out to people for research projects and stuff.
All right, thanks for your insight, you two. You clearly have gained a lot of leadership experience and have worked really hard in this major. So with that being said, what have you enjoyed the most being a natural resource student and being a student ambassador for this college?
One thing that I've enjoyed most about being a natural resource student is that, I realize how interconnected we all are by studying our connected nature pieces. I'm like, whoa, they're passionate about this, and that ties into my thing. And I think that passion that's kind of niche for each person, it still all connects. And that always is so cool. And that's one thing I really want to emphasize. I think, and then Madison, why don't you answer that question, and then we'll come back to student ambassador.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. It's definitely been the community of students here in Warner that's been my favorite part about majoring in natural resources, especially during the field classes. Everyone's sweating and hiking and digging in the dirt for something, and we're all just nerding out about like the roots of a plant or the river system or just any little thing that you're looking at. Everyone's just like so fascinated and still has that childlike wonder that we all share for our like love of the natural world and the environment. So that's just super fun to be able to geek out pretty much with anyone in your classes, and you'll have that relationship without even needing to like even know that person.
I guess to kind of reiterate what I said earlier about being a student in the natural resources, being a student ambassador is really awesome too. And one of the things that I've enjoyed most about that is that when we host events and we connect with students, it reminds me that humanity is actually pretty cool. You often run into maybe the detail-oriented mom or two that really are persistent about getting to know the college and wanting the best for their student. But other than that, people are really cool and want to hear what you have to say. And I think I really like that part. Also, just being part of a close-knit team. I think this job has allowed me a lot of opportunities in that kind of sense, getting to know people and everything.
Yeah, even just like having the opportunity to like share my story and kind of talk about myself, I guess, through this job has really helped me figure out who I am and where I want to be, because I don't know, parents and prospective students will ask you some pretty deep questions about like your passions and what you want to do with your life. And you kind of have to sit back and think about that. But I think my favorite part of being an ambassador has just been like being a resource for high school students, because I didn't really have that when I was applying to college. I went to a really small school, and like my guidance counselor was really against me looking at out-of-state colleges just because that wasn't something that people really did in my school. And like, as a first generation student, my parents couldn't really help me in that process. So I was really going at it alone because I just didn't have the support from my high school. I didn't have the support from my family. So just being able to be that resource for other people who I was in their shoes once, and I don't know, making that connection with students has been really awesome, just because I would have loved having that. And so now I can be that for other people.
Yeah, I like to echo that, because I think it does really help you process a lot of those things. Like you said, Madison, just like having to sit back and really think about the deep questions that get asked.
So just bouncing off of what you were saying earlier, Madison, about having that awesome feeling of being there for others and through this job and everything, is there some like defining moment or like one time where it really solidified you being here?
Yeah, I can remember freshman year, I was taking FW 111, which is outdoor skills, and I was taking it spring semester, and this was my first field class that I had taken at CSU, and we were out in Estes Park hiking, looking for edible and medicinal plants, and I just remember looking around, and there was like an awesome view of the mountains, and I looked back at my class, and they're like digging in the snow, looking for plants, and I just remember realizing that this is exactly what I had been looking forward to for the past pretty much 2 years. Once I had decided on CSU, I started getting really excited about the classes I was going to take, and I started really thinking about what I was going to be doing in this major. And that's exactly what I pictured, is I pictured hiking around and just like experiencing nature while learning about it in nature. And that's what we were doing. And so that was just super exciting and so fun. And it was just then that I was like, yep, I'm exactly where I needed to be. This is what I've been looking forward to for so long. And I'm here, I'm doing it. And this is all I could ever ask for.
I think I've been asked this question for one of the other podcasts, and I have since thought about more answers to what would have solidified me wanting to be here. And so I'm changing my answer. I think last time I said it was one time when I went on a field trip, but I really think that the people within my courses, and especially my lab courses, have really solidified me being here. They were just so funny, and we all jumped onto tasks and like helped each other out. And we've all just been like piggybacking our way through this major together, which has been a really awesome feeling to know that you're supported by your fellow classmates and no one is really competing against you. Like, no one wants you to fail. And I think that is when I was like, dang, like this community is really cool. And every course I'm taking is very different from the last. And it's just like really neat to be learning about all this. So it kind of satisfied my curiosities about the natural world. So I think just in general, the community really solidified me wanting to be here.
Yeah, Maggie, I'm glad you bring that up, because not everyone can say the same thing. I have some roommates who are in biomedical sciences right now, and they're also graduating. And the community is not the same as we have in Warner. It is very competitive, and you get so focused in what you're learning about that it just like, I don't know, it gets too intense and just drives competition between the peers. And who do you have supporting you if not the people that you're taking classes with? Like, you're supposed to have camaraderie about like studying together and conquering this material. But like, I don't know, in other majors and in other colleges, it's just not like that. And so I'm definitely glad that we can say, you know, that we have that community, because it definitely has made it easier.
Yeah, I'm so glad you point that out too, because I am someone who is I can get competitive, but in a friendly manner, like a little friendly competition, but in a really competitive situation, I do not do well. I like lose confidence and I tear myself down and it's just not cute.
Well, you two have clearly had some really great experiences and really great support. So kind of on a sadder note, what will you miss the most?
You people.
Literally, I was about to say, just like having a massive group of young people that you're surrounded by all the time, because like, I don't know what it's going to be like to make friends after college, but I feel like it's going to be so hard. Like right now I can literally just like walk into the Natural Resources building or walk on campus and just like walk up to someone and like say hi and maybe be friends with them. Not that I've really ever done that, but you could. And there's just like so many people that are all interested in the same things as you and that are all around your age and we're all going through it together. And you have that like, I don't know, bond just because you're in college. But I have no idea what I'm going to do after college as far as like meeting new people and making friends. So that's definitely going to be, you know, what I miss the most is just a 30,000 young people all in one square mile in Fort Collins.
Yeah, totally. It's so fun, like just going on any outing or anything and like meeting someone new, or you know, you have that opportunity. I think to kind of piggyback off that, I'm gonna really miss just like the dynamic sway of things here. I feel like in college at every moment you are faced with like a decision, like every week you're faced with like some sort of new defining decision, and it's really fun to be able to take your life like that. It's just so fluid, you know, like, oh, the year's up, should I like renew my lease or should I like try and find some new people and move into this apartment? Or I mean, I guess you could do that in real life, but just what courses you're going to take, what electives, how are you going to go out on a limb and try and advocate for yourself by getting a new research position, or what's out there for you? I think I'm going to really just miss that.
Yeah, it keeps things fresh. I like moving pretty regularly, honestly. And now I have to settle down in one place and just stay there. I don't get to hop from apartment to house to apartment to house every year just because I can. Now it's actually like my life's going to be a little bit more tied down and set in stone. And that's kind of scary.
The thing about college is you can kind of just mess around and try out new jobs too. Like that's a cool piece. Do you want to work at this fun restaurant in Old Town? You know, there's just so many opportunities out there.
I think that there are going to be a lot of people in this college that are going to miss you guys. So it's all very hard seeing you guys go and move on to bigger and better things. But on a better note, more happier note, is there any advice that you guys can give us?
Yeah, this one is a little bit personal to me, but I just say, if you're gonna get involved, stay involved, because I, you know, freshman year was very involved. I signed up for pretty much every club and organization that I could. And then by sophomore year, I had the ones that I was really interested in locked down, and I had started becoming an officer for some of them. So when it came to the stressful upperclassmen years, I definitely started, you know, skipping meetings and not being as involved. And yeah, I had a little bit more time for classwork, but it gets to a point where you're literally only doing class and homework, and then you're not doing anything fun and you're not engaging with your major or with your passions in a way that's fun and with other students and just outside of class in general. And that just made it really hard to stay with it, because it's like I'm literally just powering through assignment after assignment, but I'm not doing anything like fun or exciting. I'm not going and doing restoration projects or bird watching days or whatever. So if you're gonna get involved, just stay involved, even when classes get hard, because it's the only thing that makes school fun after a little bit. So rely on those student organizations to keep your motivation up and keep you engaged in your major.
I would have to agree there. Like, even though you said it's personal, I'm thinking that I'm just like, now that it's coming to a close, I feel like I didn't do enough, and I wish I would have done, like, a lot more orgs. But right as I had made that decision, the pandemic hit, so I was like, oh, okay. I see how it is. I think my advice is also personal, and I kind of have two little pieces that coincide, but I would say don't be afraid to fail, and that's so classic, classic, classic. But I was so scared of failing college math courses that I refused to declare a major that had, like, any math in it, which is really actually limiting if you want to be a scientist at all. And it's okay to not understand and, like, ace every single one of your courses, but yeah, I failed Calc 2 my first go around, and I almost failed Calc 3. So just, you know, push through and just try your best. Give it the good old college try. But it really is about what you do after you fail, because when I had to withdraw from Calc, I came back a sheer force to be reckoned with. But, you know, yeah, I think that's really important. And another thing is, like, do not be afraid to, like, live your truth. Set your boundaries and live your truth, because that's really going to define who's around you and put you in a circle that you belong with and resonate with. Just living your truth and like, don't fall into other people's opinions and, you know, classic stuff.
I totally agree with what you're saying about classes and not being afraid to fail, because in any major, if a class is required, it makes it seem like it's pretty important, but not every class is the end all be all. Like, just because you can't, you know, get through organic chemistry doesn't mean you're not going to be able to be a wildlife biologist. Like, it really, not every class you take is really going to matter all that much. It's about, like, overall topics that you learn, and not like one specific thing from one specific class. Like, that's never going to come back later in life. Like, you just got to get it for the exam and move on with your life. And I think that's definitely something I've had to realize in college, is that, you know, not everything matters as much as it seems in that moment. It can seem really stressful that week or that semester, but then you finish it and you never think about it again.
Yeah, there's a couple electives where I was like, oh, there's a project, not doing it. And I regret that so much. Like, just bite the bullet and do it, because you'll learn a lot. College in a nutshell.
Wow, that was really powerful advice. And I definitely needed to hear some of those things. So thank you. And you two have clearly lived such an awesome life these past 4 years. And I know Becky and I feel so, so lucky to have gotten to work with you this past year. Thanks for answering so many senior questions, especially this past semester. I know that's probably super annoying, but I hope you know you're inspiring so many people.
Yes, a big thank you to both of you for showing us the ambassador way and making this year so much fun. And thank you to everyone out there who has listened to Kelly and I this last year. We hope you learned a lot, and we look forward to hosting more podcasts this fall. We'll see you next time
on Tune In to Nature.